Revelations that U.S. President Donald Trump paid no income taxes in several recent years could hurt his standing with blue-collar voters in several key states. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The allegations cut to the heart of his appeal with many voters in places like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Even before the revelations, Joe Biden was highlighting his own middle-class roots and painting the president as a con man who lied to his blue-collar backers.
It's time to reward hard work in America, not wealth.
Biden's online campaign store is already selling stickers reading, "I paid more income taxes than Donald Trump." Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump says confirmation of his Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett will go, quote, quickly, end quote, while his Democratic rival Joe Biden is imploring the Senate to delay voting on her nomination until after the November 3rd election to, quote, let the people decide, end quote. Trump's announcement of Barrett for the seat held by the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is launching a high-stakes, fast-track election season fight over confirmation of a conservative judge who's expected to shift the court rightward as it reviews health care, abortion access, and other hot-button issues. At a news conference, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Democrats will try and block Barrett, but did not say how.
We will use every tool in the toolkit to slow things down. But Mitch McConnell has so commandeered the Senate, has so defiled the Senate. There are fewer tools and they're less sharp, but what is there we will use.
To read more on these and any stories of the day, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News. Washington has made preparations to withdraw diplomats from Iraq after warning Baghdad it could cut